Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, 8 consecutive possessions before the kneel down with points. That was NFL game management by an entire offense. How proud are you of this group and the fact that you executed the way you did in the second half when you had to because the Colts kept coming?
Oh, yeah. We knew they would. With Andrew over there and the offense that they have, we knew they were going to keep coming. But just so proud of our guys for continuing to put our foot on the gas. We know that, Coach JB and, our whole offensive staff, we're going to, keep our foot in their throats as long as possible and continue to push the tempo. That's what we do. We're just going to continue to try to push the ball downfield, but at the same time, take what they give us. So I thought we did a great job offensively running the ball, receivers making plays, all that. So it was a fun game, and that's how you win football games in all three phases too. It was awesome to see our defense play the way that they did. I think 4 turnovers, and then the way Jason kicked the ball was pretty amazing too. So it was really fun to see our whole team kind of come together and win a ball game.
Well, also, so often in college football, maximum number of possessions, long games, you're always having to think touchdown. Is this kind of a learning curve thing for you as well, playing quarterback, where there are so many times in this game, they cut the lead to 10, you kick a field goal, make it 13. Yeah. They cut the lead to 6, you kick a field goal, make it 9. Mm-hmm. How the game is managed and how important field goals can be in the NFL, just a shorter game and limited possessions.
Right, it's huge. It's huge to get points, but at the same time, we pride ourselves as an offense on scoring when we're in the red zone, when we're down there, because I thought we did a great job of making drives. We got the ball on our own end, and then we were able to kind of drive it down and just couldn't finish in the red zone, which, we'll work on that, obviously, and we'll look at the tape, see what happened there. But, as a whole, I thought we did a great job driving it down, eating up the clock. And then, it was awesome, again, by Jason, making those field goals.
Final question, looking forward to next week, how important this is now to complete a homestand. It's the first win streak in a year for this team. 3-3, so much more football out in front of you. What was the message to the team? And now you have to flip the switch very quickly and get ready for a very difficult Vikings team.
Yeah, that's just it. It's just continue to play our football, stay consistent, don't do anything different. But at the same time, just continue to, come out here every single Sunday. Hungry, wanting to win. We know that the Vikings are a tough team, but so is every single team in the NFL. So our mindset doesn't change. We just got to go out there and execute.
Thanks a million. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.